Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city at last.
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio, and I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we're also heard on Christian Sentinel Radio, which is the network of our sister Jackie Alnor, and that's on Blog Talk Radio. And they have many good programs there. They have a different program every day, just about different speakers. So you can get a good message from any one of them. And also we have our YouTube channel. We have two channels, actually. We have our channel, Susan Puzio, and then we have our channel, Greedy Preachers TV, which is a channel that I don't post that much on, but I probably will start posting more there. Greedy Preachers TV, there's so many greedy preachers out there. It's awful. There's an epidemic of greed out there. So God help us. We have that. We have our website, propheticnews.com. We also have two books that are available on Amazon and different booksellers, internet booksellers, and our new book, Paula White, Heretic That Was in the White House. Esther is on the unemployment line now because Paula White, in her own mind, she was the Esther to our nation. Oh, dear Lord. Where's the straitjacket? Anyway, so Esther is now unemployed. I don't know what's going to happen to all these prophecies that she was giving herself and other people were giving her about her being some kind of a deliverer for the nation. Well, she's unemployed now. So we have that book, How the Miracle Selling Huckster, that became the spiritual advisor to the world's most powerful man. How did that happen? Did that have anything to do with the fact that Donald Trump is no longer the president? Probably, because if you're going to get advice from a quote unquote spiritual advisor, let it be somebody that at least knows Jesus, please, because you definitely don't want advice from someone that pretends to know Jesus. But when the day of judgment comes, Jesus is going to say, depart from me because I never knew you. And so anyway, that might have something to do with the fact that Donald Trump is no longer our president, among other things that we're going to talk about today. But so we have that. We have our book, Seed Faith. Can a man bribe God? Can you bribe God? Can you pay him off? Does God need your money? No, he doesn't. He doesn't need your money. So I am on a crusade to change the thinking of the church, to reform the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, to follow the principles, really, that Jesus laid out, was to love your neighbor as yourself. And when you give in secret. Don't blab to everybody and hold up your $1,000 check and go running up to the front and all that, and go running up with your tithes and waving it up in the air at God like some of us used to do. Remember those days when you would hold your check up in the air and you would wave it at God, and you wanted him to know that you weren't going to disobey him by not giving him his tenth, because after all, you didn't want God mad at you. But really, God doesn't care about your 10%. He wants your heart. He wants your heart. He wants to know that you are his child, and he's going to bless you if you ask him. And he's only going to give you what he thinks you should have, like any good parent would. He's not going to give you everything you want. And you don't have to give him a tip, $5, 10%, $100. No, you don't have to do all that to get God involved in your finances. One sure way to keep your finances in order, and this doesn't take a miracle, is to make sure that you work, because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. So it's a simple, that's very simple. Also, don't get into debt where you buy things that you can't afford and then you're begging God for debt cancellation. You want God to give you debt cancellation, and then you're going to run to the Benny Hinn meeting, or you're going to watch Mike Murdoch in the wee hours of the morning manipulating you, or even Paula White and the rest of them telling you the first fruits offering, and you have to give God his first fruits, otherwise he won't look after you for the rest of the year. Well, God doesn't get any money. He doesn't have any money in heaven. He's not interested in money. He never needed any money to do the things that he did on the earth. We need money. That's who needs the money. We need it. And ministries need it for their work. But you have to be honest with people and tell people when you're giving money to this ministry or to any other ministry, you're giving it to the ministry. You're not giving it to God. You're giving it to the person so that they could do their work. And you're giving it because you want to give it, not because you're going to get a blessing. And God's going to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And yeah, we want to be a blessing just because we want to be a blessing. Whether or not there's any advantages, and that's up to God, whether he decides he's going to do something back for you because you gave somebody money. Anyway, it's the wrong motivation, and it's not Christian at all just to give to get something back, or to give because you're afraid of God that he's not going to help you because you didn't give him his tenth, or you didn't give him this feast day offering or whatever. That's not how it works. It's a lie. It's a sham. It's a scam. And it's all that. And we want to reform the church to simply follow the teachings of Jesus and to forget all this nonsense that's going on, because we're going to need to know the word of God in the days that are ahead. We're in some very strange days that we've never encountered before. And we need God's help. And the best way to get God's help and to stay in the fold is to read his word and know his word, regardless of whether you can assemble or not. As for me, I don't go out where there's large crowds. I try not to go out where there's a large crowd. And that's my own personal preference. So if you want to go and attend the church service, that's up to you. But for me, I'm not going into a building with hundreds of people or thousands of people and staying there for an hour or 2 hours or whatever. And I'm not going to do it. But that's up to you. And if some of the preachers tell you, well, you know, you have to come over here to this building, otherwise you're not assembling. Well, that's not the truth, because you can assemble with your friends in a phone conversation. You can assemble with the saints by encouraging one another and quoting scripture and talking about the events of the day. It wasn't always going to a church building. It's nice to go to a church building, and we've all had many wonderful times in the buildings, but there may come a day when we can't go to the building. So what are you going to do then? We've already experienced that in the last year or so, where we couldn't go to the building, and we had to learn how to communicate with God on our own Isn't that wonderful? So it was wonderful. I think it was a good lesson for many of us, is that we were too dependent. Some people were too dependent on the pastor, and too dependent on the pastor to tell you what the word says, which most of them don't even want to tell you what the word says, because they have an ulterior motive anyway for being in the building. I mean, imagine this. There were some court documents released a few weeks ago. That's why I know this, public documents, is that in 1 year, Paula White took $646,000 salary from her church and her ministry. What in the world, why is she worth $646,000 in salary alone? That's even more money than the president of the United States makes in a year. What does she do? Preach a sermon twice a week and do some people management over there? It's ridiculous. Plus $100,000 a year housing allowance. And so that's how a lot of these people live. They tell you to give so that they can have lavish lifestyles. They can live in million-dollar mansions and fly around in multi-million-dollar jets and have the best clothes and the best jewelry and their $3,000 shoes and whatever. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. No minister of the gospel, unless they have their own business on the side. If you're a business person and you made millions of dollars, it's nobody's business how you spend it. You made it, you earned it, and that's none of my business how many cars you have or how much jewelry you have or whatever. That's your money. But when you're using the name of Jesus to enrich yourself and you're making a mockery of the gospel, that's another thing. That is the business of the church, and that's something that we have to change. It's just not right, and it's not fair to fleece God's people in that way. And so these people don't even have a conscience, but that's the state of things now. That's the way it goes in most of these buildings. So God, I believe God gave us a big wake up call this year with the coronavirus, and we couldn't assemble. We couldn't really go anywhere for a long time because we were on lockdowns, and I believe there's more lockdowns coming because this new guy that they put over there, the puppet president over there, he's going to control the virus. Well, I got news for him. He's not going to control the virus. They didn't control. Who controlled it yet? Nobody. Nobody. And now they're saying there's more strains to come. Oh, I'm not happy about it. I'm not trying to say, well, told you so, or look what's going to happen. I don't like it either. Nobody likes the fact that their lives are totally disrupted by this thing. And our lives still aren't normal. You still, when you go to the grocery store, you still almost have a panic attack thinking about going to the grocery store, or when you have to go anywhere, because you're wondering where this thing is lurking, and you just don't know. Anybody, most of us have experienced knowing someone that has been affected by this virus, and probably someone who's passed away. None of us are going to be immune from this thing in one way or the other. So it's only up to God whether we live or die. And it's awful. It's an awful, awful thing. But don't let any Messiah figure tell you that we're gonna get a hold of this thing and we're going to control it. They never controlled the flu. They never controlled the common cold. Most things they can't control. So I don't care how many vaccines they roll out. I don't see them controlling it. That's my personal opinion. You know, I could be wrong, but I don't see an end to it anytime soon. And I know none of us like it, but it's where we're at today. It's where we're at. And so I know most of us, what happened over this past week, as far as the nation is concerned, it was very, it was heartbreaking to see what happened. And you could say to yourself, well, why did it happen? Well, why did it happen? Because God's judging us, and he's going to continue to judge us as a nation, as a people, as long, and this is what I believe, is as long as we shed the blood of the innocents, and as long as we allow experiments to be performed on these murdered children for the purpose of making medicines, which was done to make these vaccines, you can look it up on the internet, and you can also go to the website Children of God for Life. It's a Catholic website, and of course I don't endorse Catholicism in any way, but they have the list there of the vaccines that are made from abortion. And most of the coronavirus vaccines were either contain some of the DNA from aborted babies, or they were created using the cells from aborted babies. So it's wicked. It's evil. I don't care who the president was. Donald Trump was the president when these things were going on. And God judged him. You cannot say you're pro-life. And I liked President Trump. I liked many of the things he did. But when I found this out, when I found out that he never put a ban on using the tissue from aborted babies to for the pharmaceutical companies and the universities and whatever to do their medical research, I was shocked. I felt betrayed, because I thought, how could you say you're pro-life and then you allow these atrocities to go on? You stand up in front of the nation promoting vaccines that were developed using the tissue from aborted babies. And even the Johnson & Johnson vaccine actually contains the cell lines from aborted babies. And it's a vaccine that President Trump promoted. It's on video. You can see it for yourself. And so I was very, very upset. I felt very betrayed. And I understand why, you know, the Lord took him out. The Lord is not going to allow that. I don't care who it is. And they could blah, 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 all their prophecies about God's going to redeem this nation, and he's going to be, the other people are bad people. Yeah, they're bad people. Yeah, they're bad people. But this is bad, too. This is bad, too. So when you had a Republican Congress at one point in the early parts of the administration, you had 2 years of Republican House and Republican Senate and Republican President. They could have changed all this, and they could have put a stop to it once and for all. No, you cannot use the products of abortion to develop medicines and not expect God to judge you. You cannot. I don't care who it is. And so I believe with all my heart that this was the downfall of Donald Trump. And all the, and some of the people, there's even people now, and I'm going to play some audio for you, and you'll hear it yourself. It's this woman, Kat Kerr, and she's saying how, oh, then these wicked people think that they're going to have America, but this is my country. And well, America doesn't have God's most favorite nation status. When God looks at any nation or any people, and he can see this evil wickedness that's going on with innocent children that can't defend themselves, and we expect that God isn't going to judge us as a people, as a nation. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. And I think that I called Right to Life. I called several of the Right to Life groups. They never called me back. I asked them the question, why are you saying that this is the most pro-life president, and yet they're allowing these experiments to go on to develop these vaccines, and then the administration was actually promoting Johnson & Johnson vaccine made from I think it was the retina of an aborted baby. They use these cells. No, they never called me back. They wouldn't even answer the question. And I called Operation Rescue because they had given Donald Trump an award a few weeks ago, awarding him as the most pro-life president. I called them twice and left message because they don't pick up the phone. You can't talk to a human. I asked them, can I please talk to a human? Can you please call me back? And I present the question to you. How do you give someone the most pro-life president award that is promoting these vaccines? Do you think they called me back or they would answer me? No. And I would like to ask Donald Trump myself. I wish I could ask him. I wish I could sit down with him and ask him these questions and get an answer from him personally. I emailed Alveda King. I emailed a few people that had close contact with him. And Alveda King is a supposed confidant of the president, and she's very pro-life. Asking her the question too, could you please get his ear and ask him why he promoted these things? Nobody answers me. Nobody answers the question. So maybe there's somebody out there that can ask him the question and get an answer. And then let me know, because I would like an answer. I would like an answer. I can't believe he didn't know. No, I can't believe he didn't know, but that's the state of affairs we're in. So let's look at a couple of scriptures here. Now, Proverbs 6:16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Well, there you go. It's an abomination unto the Lord to shed innocent blood. Jeremiah 22:17, but thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Let's read a few more scriptures. It's Exodus 23:7. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked. Deuteronomy 19:10, that innocent blood be not shed in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and so blood be upon thee. Deuteronomy 19:13, thine eye shall not pity him, but thou shalt put away the guilt of innocent blood from Israel, that it may go well with thee. Yeah, it'll go well with us. It'll go well with us. When we do someone, and when we do something about this, and we have leaders of the Senate and leaders of the Congress, and especially the President of the United States, that would say, we've had enough of this. We've had enough of this, and we're going to put a stop to it. And it was not done. It was not done. It was not done. As a matter of fact, this Moderna vaccine also was produced using a HEK protein, I believe, and or it was developed using the cells from an aborted baby. And I think it's the Anthony Fauci has an interest, a financial interest in this company. And when he had the second vaccine, he got sick. Yeah, he got sick from his own, from the vaccine that he promoted and helped develop. He had side effects. So anyway, it's an awful, awful thing. And anyway, God help us. If you have any questions or you want any documentation, I'd be happy to send you the documentation that I was able to find about this. And you can email me, susan@propheticnews.com, if you have any comments or questions. So expect anything in the days that are ahead. Do I believe there was hanky-panky in the election process? Yes, I do. I do believe that. But God allowed it to happen. God allowed it to happen. And when we stand up and we say that we believe in God and we're gonna protect life, then we better do it, especially if it's within our power to do it. And certainly when you're the president of America, it's within your power to change things and to help get laws passed and to sign executive orders. Because you see, in the beginning of the new administration, how quick they were to sign executive orders, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to allow men dressed as women to go into women's bathrooms. Oh, dear. I mean, talk about confusion. Could you imagine how confused somebody is when they're born a male and they dress up like a female, and then now they have new pronouns you have to use? So we're going into the twilight zone for sure. But expect anything. But don't be dismayed, church. Don't be dismayed, because it was upsetting. Everything that's gone on in the past few months since the election, yeah, it's been very, very upsetting to most of us, because we expected probably a different outcome. But when you look at the whole thing from a biblical perspective, you can understand why everything happened. But Jesus is still Lord, no matter who the president is, no matter what they're going to try to do. And yes, they're going to ramp up their attacks on conservatives, because these are the new people that need to be deprogrammed. And that's the new enemy, is conservative speech. So expect anything to happen. Just expect anything to happen. But Jesus is still my Lord, and he's going to look after us. The earth is not our home. I think we're going to know that like we never knew it before. This world is not our home. It certainly doesn't feel that way sometimes, does it? It certainly does not feel that way. We're strangers in a strange land. But we're going to get by. We're going to make it. We're going to make it through all this. The Bible, some of the scriptures in Revelation, it doesn't look like it gets much better in the end times as far as some of the things that the saints are going to have to go through. So none of us really like to think about it. It's like enough already, even with this pandemic. But God is going to be here, and he's going to help us. But anyway, I wanted to play some of these orders. I just wanted to mention this to you too, this this crazy thing that they're going to do with food. Bill Gates now is the largest farmland owner in this country. And he's also a promoter of these meats that are grown in a lab. Now, can you imagine? They're going to give us these things to eat. that they're going to call meat, that they're growing in a lab. But here's a short audio about it.
The grilled chicken with crisscrossed grill marks tossed with sizzling corn being grown in a lab. Singapore has given U.S. startup Eat Just the go-ahead to sell its lab-grown chicken. The company says it's the world's first regulatory approval for so-called clean meat without the slaughtering of animals. The chicken is grown from animal muscle cells in a lab. The firm said its meat will be sold as chicken nuggets and that launch details will be coming soon. Though to give this lab-grown chicken a try, it may set you back $50 per nugget. CEO Josh Tetik said the cost could drop to match the price of premium chicken when it first launches in a restaurant in Singapore. It's the latest step in the rise of alternatives to regular meat, popularized by plant-based meat options from companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. Demand fueled by concerns about health, animal welfare, and the environment.
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, dear. God help us, please. Oh, they have a plan for you. They have a plan for you, don't they? Anyway, I don't want their lab-grown meat. No, thank you. No, thank you. But anyway, be educated, especially about the vaccines, and do your homework before you go get one. Find out what's in it. It's not, this has been going on for years. It's not just the coronavirus vaccine that contains the cell lines from aborted babies. It's many of the vaccines. I think the shingles vaccine, the chickenpox vaccine. There's a long list and a long, ugly history about this. And something should have been done a long time ago. A long time ago. I'm sure there's a way to develop a safe vaccine that's not going to hurt somebody, and you're not going to have to use some kind of Frankenstein medicine or Frankenstein experimentation to do it. It's evil. It's evil. It's evil. Anyway, I wanted to play these. This is interesting, this lady Kat Kerr, but some of these prophecies that people prophesied, they missed the whole thing. I'm waiting for somebody. Of course, I have a voice out there, a public voice, but I don't reach millions of people because I'm not on television. And I don't have a million followers. So I don't have a big voice like some people out there. Some people out there have a big voice. And if they spoke out, their voice would be heard. And maybe even the news media would pick up on it. But I have a small voice, but I don't hear anybody. I hear a lot of these people, and they put President Trump up on a pedestal, and they almost worship him like he's God. He's human like everybody else, and he makes mistakes, obviously. But I didn't hear anybody talking about this fact about the promotion of these medicines and these vaccines that were produced and tested on aborted babies. I haven't heard one voice out there yet, except, of course, I know that Robert Kennedy Jr. talks about it. And I think his name is Del Wood. Oh, I can't remember his name. I'm going to look it up, but Del Wade or... Anyway, he's another one, and they do have a large media presence, but I don't hear enough about it, and I would like to hear somebody pose the question publicly where it would be picked up by CNN or Fox News or somebody and say, well, how could you be pro-life and then you promote these things? It would be a great question to hear and to see if someone could get an answer. Yeah, Del Bigtree. Thank you, Shannon. Yeah, it's Del Bigtree. And he does a lot of good work on the vaccines. And so that information is out there. And I know in the beginning of the Trump administration, Robert Kennedy Jr. was brought in. They were supposed to have a committee to investigate the safety of vaccines And then it was disbanded. I don't know whatever happened, but it was never done. So anyway, here's Kat Kerr. Kat Kerr, she calls herself a prophetess. So let's listen to Kat.
Kat, one of the things I must say after talking with you several, I guess it's been a month or so ago now, is that Kat is totally convinced of what God is going to do. Do you still believe that, Kat Kerr?
Do you still believe that God is alive and on the throne? That is my answer to that question. As a matter of fact, I'd like to know how many out there actually think he does exist.
Yeah,
having known him for almost 70 years, when I received Christ at age 4, I'm a seer, so I saw him step inside of me, and my relationship only grew with him over all these years. And he's shown me many times things that would happen, and they came to pass. Now, I can tell you, some people can't be chosen by God because they can't believe for anything past a week or 2 weeks, which makes me laugh in a way, because there's some things I waited 40 years for him to do, but guess what? He did them. And he assured me back in 2015 that Trump would sit in the White House for 8 years. And I actually got to pray for them during the inaugural prayer breakfast back in 2016, and he made me prophesy that. And God has assured me today, when he walked into my room and woke me up at noon, almost noon, 11:55 a.m., I'm up for like 20 hours a day, and sometimes I go to sleep, sometimes I don't. But I always had my alarm set for noon, and it didn't go off. God did. And he came in, and he yelled as loud as he possibly could, "Justice will prevail. I will not listen to the stuff, the acts, because they don't know how to put a show on. Hell never has put on a good show." This is still God speaking. Hell has never put on a good show. They've always lost the seats they went after. They lost whatever they were planning to do. He said, "I kicked them out of heaven." That was the first show. Lightning was striking. They were kicked out, unseated, and stripped away from power. The second show was in hell on the third day, mentioned in Colossians, when my son stood up and released the fire of God from himself and melted the faces of the hierarchy of hell and made a show of it openly. And he said, the third show is still in rehearsal right now. He said, the enemy is fighting so hard, he still has not won. I don't count it as a win. He said, I will win, and Trump will still sit in the White House for 4 more years. If people cannot see beyond their own nose and understand that if they believe I'm doing something, they should keep on trusting. He said, but I'm about to put a show on nobody expected. And he said, when the ground begins to shake, and the landslide begins to start, no one or nothing can stop the fraud, the contracts being shown, the videos that are being made between the parties that made contracts with evil to do evil in this land. This is my country. I will not allow it to be taken from me. This is only the beginning of the great days, the great divine decade, and a second one behind it. I'm setting up and setting in place during this very time, when you should remember, I will always set a table in the presence of your enemies. Have you asked for that table? Mm-hmm. Because I'm about to fill it. I will expose and wipe clean the platform that they're trying to stand on right now. And Trump will have to be inaugurated. They will have to say it. Even though they don't want to, the time will come when they will have to say, Trump is the 46th president of the United States. And he will sit in that office for 4 more years.
I don't think they're going to say it. No, I don't think they're going to say it. Yeah, Kat Kerr. Yeah. She said that God walked in. God, when she was 4 years old, God came, she saw God walk into her. Wow. And these people are give her credibility. She appears on Kenneth Copeland's New Victory Network with Mario Murillo. I'm Mario, if you ever listen to this program, I'm very disappointed in you. Very disappointed in you, Mario Murillo. Anyway, here's a part two of Kat Kerr.
I have never changed that plan. I have never given an exact date to anyone when something would happen because I have my own time. Whether it agrees with yours or not, whether you like it or not, this is my country. These are my plans. and I will not have these days taken from me. Can you not stand and not turn to the left and give yourself as a partner to the evil that wants to take this land? Well, I say no, it will not happen. It will end and it will be done because I say it will be done. Watch my hand move. Now that man has done their process, I will put my show on. And no one will ever forget when that happens. There will be great celebrations in the streets of this country and around the world that great victory has come on behalf of the body of Christ, on behalf of my America, that I'm not giving up to any enemy. So be ready to see what will happen. Regardless of what they show, the lying, frying news and the liars and the stealers and the takers will pay greatly for what they have tried to do, for they will fail and fail greatly in every way, because that landslide will pull every one of them down, and justice will be served, says your God. So stand in the light or run to the darkness, but nothing will stop me from my plan of putting my son, Donald Trump, back in that White House. Even if they inaugurate the villain and try to put him there, I will kick him out. I will remove him, and I will remove every obstacle that's in the way. Maybe they'll show that in the news, says your God.
So I want to ask Kat the question that keeps being asked to me. They say, well, Kat, if you prophesied 8 years, is it that it's four now and four later?
No, no, it is not. It's four continual years. And get ready for some more impossible things to be said. God did choose Pence for 8 years after Trump's 8 years. And he has not changed his mind about that either.
Amen. Amen. We agree with that.
And people will be replaced. It will be already knew there would be people that would be exposed during even this time that Trump had to know were not actually for him. Even some in his administration have to be replaced. There will be changes made, but God will make sure they're made for the light. And there'll be so many people going to jail, this is his words, going to jail or prison. They will begin to fall upon each other and gnash at each other. He said they have no foundation, the left, the wicked, the evil. They have no foundation to hold them together. They can't even hold their day-to-day activities together. They can't hold their own words together because they come from the enemy. The enemy has been a loser from the beginning. He will lose again, and all those who joined him on this journey will fail, and they will fail greatly, and they'll lose properties, and they'll lose positions, and they'll lose money. They'll lose faith, and that goes for even some of the Christian leaders who joined their team and decided to abandon what God wanted. They will lose their voice. They will lose their platform. This is a serious thing. And yet, in all that going on, God's answer to people is he has not changed his mind. And he will do exactly what he has purposed to do. He has enough people who've prayed, enough people who have fasted, enough people who have fasted and met him at his face. Not just here in America, but literally globally for the first time, millions of people in the body of Christ have come together for one thing, for America to remain with God. And God said, I will not ignore those prayers, nor those tears, nor their worship. I couldn't do it and be a just God. Therefore, I have permission to act since I gave the earth to you all to rule and reign with my son. I have all the permission I need to act. I will act.
Oh, I didn't know God needed permission. God needs permission to act. Wow. I wonder who he gets the permission from. Wow, God needs permission to act. Huh? Also, please. She says Mike Pence then is going to be, after Trump, Mike Pence is going to be the president for 8 years. I don't think so. You know, Mike Pence didn't even show up to say at Donald Trump's send-off. Where was he? He was over there at the Biden thing. So I don't think so. I don't, you know. I think it's like when the king has been deposed, everybody runs away and they run to the new king. So I don't think so. Mike Pence wasn't very loyal in the end. As many of the knives were coming out, many of the Republicans were jumping ship in the end when they didn't, because it's politics, so they didn't need the political favors anymore from Trump, so that they were all stabbing him in the back and saying he caused an insurrection. And do you think that he would have allowed that? I don't think for 1 minute he would have allowed the rioting to take place in the Capitol. I don't know why he wasn't prepared for it. It seems to me a great lapse in judgment is to think that after all these years of all the propaganda and the lies that were told about him, that he wouldn't think that they wouldn't, someone wouldn't happen to infiltrate his rally or his protest and cause trouble. They should have been prepared for it. They weren't prepared at all. And so I didn't understand that at all. You would think that they would have had more police presence there. All of a sudden, you've got 25,000 troops in the nation's capital now, the National Guard, who, by the way, they don't make a big story out of this. They're making a big story out of the fact that they were sleeping in this parking garage on the cold concrete. They were sleeping in the Capitol building, and you can see the pictures of that. They went from a hard marble floor. They didn't even provide cots for these men and women. They were sleeping. Oh, how they took care of these. Could you imagine calling the National Guard in, and then they're sleeping on a hard marble floor? So they went from the hard marble floor of the Capitol to the cold parking garage. These people were never taken care of properly. And you see a picture of, expect to see all these pictures of family life now in the White House. And you see the picture of the Biden family with their dogs, and the dogs have nice warm beds. And then they show a picture of the National Guard sleeping in this parking garage on the concrete. Yeah, they care more about the dogs than they did about these people that came to protect them. Oh, please. Yeah. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then they have this bogus memorial for all the victims of the coronavirus where they're there and they're going to be in remembrance. Yeah, it is terrible that all these people died. But what about the millions of babies that are being slaughtered every year? Where was the memorial to them? So if you're going to respect human life, respect all human life. Don't just do things for a publicity stunt. And the whole thing is ridiculous. Just be careful. Just be careful about what you're listening to and what the propaganda that they're trying to feed you. I try not to look at it anymore. I don't want to hear really. I don't want to hear these people. I don't really want to hear what they have to say because it's awful. I'm trying to limit my as far as the politicians go, because I don't have any faith in the politicians. I'm trying to limit my exposure to the news. It's not good. No. It's not good. But I have the good news. Amen. We have the good news and we have God's word. So we can encourage ourselves with that. But let's listen. Here's this fireman. I think his name is Mark Taylor. Anyway, here's his prophecy.
Retired firefighter Mark Taylor was watching the news when Donald Trump came on the screen.
I didn't know a lot about Donald Trump. I just knew he was a very powerful businessman, had built this empire. I know he was toying with the idea of running for president at the time. You know, most people thought it was a joke.
Well, he's kind of a comic book figure. I mean, he's a show-off. He's a sideshow who threatens to swallow the Republican Party.
So I listened to him on an interview, and all of a sudden I just heard the voice of the Lord say, you're hearing the voice of a president.
Mark went into his office, got out a pen and paper, and started to write what he says the Holy Spirit told him.
You know, he was saying that basically that America was going to prosper like never before. Israel and America, the ties between the two countries would be stronger than ever before. The dollar would be the strongest it was ever been.
The economy is booming under this president.
We're up 254 points, 21,000 on the Dow.
It was very detailed as far as what God was showing me.
And Mark, this was 2011.
This was 2011.
Before he'd ever announced.
Taylor originally thought the prophecy would happen in the 2012 presidential election. But it was not to be.
Thought I'd missed it. I truly missed it.
Then, on June 16th, 2015,
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Mark's prophetic word suddenly didn't seem so far-fetched. When election night finally rolled around, Trump's win astounded the most experienced political journalist.
Well, my crystal ball's been shattered into atoms here because I predicted the exact opposite of what happened.
Taylor says God used Trump to stop an anti-Christian agenda that was taking hold of America.
The enemy's timeline has been denied by the Most High God, and it's through Donald Trump a lot of this is being denied right now. And what God is saying right now is like, no, it's not time right now. Because there's many, many things that God wants to accomplish on the earth right now.
But Taylor says there's one part of the prophecy that hasn't come to pass yet regarding the news media.
Fake stories are being reported. A lot of bad things are being reported that aren't true.
So the news media would be captivated by him, and they would even begin to agree with him. That's the only line in a prophecy that hasn't come to pass yet. So we have to ask ourselves, what's fixing to happen to make the mainstream news media to begin to agree with him?
What is fixing to happen?
God's going to clean out the news media. You know, God is looking for his people right now, his millionaires and his billionaires, basically, to come in and start investing in these places and buying them out, taking over. God's going to rebuild them and restore them because there's no spirit of truth in them right now. And that's what God's going to restore.
Taylor believes Trump's victory is just the beginning. The fireman prophet also predicts the church will thrive and America will see a great move of God.
The army of God will have victory after victory after victory. And I love what President Trump always says. He says, you're going to get sick and tired of winning if there is such a thing. And that's going to be the same way for the army of God. That's going to be victory after victory after victory.
Will it be an eight-year presidency?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we will.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that because I think what's going to happen is that when people see the good that the country's coming into, prosperity, the jobs, the economy, whatever the case may be, there's going to be no doubt he's going to sail right in for the first, second term.
Yeah, well, it didn't happen. it didn't happen, did it? No. It didn't happen. Mark, you better get another job because you're fired. You're fired as a prophet. You're fired as a prophet because it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Let's hear what Ezekiel has to say here. Let's hear what Ezekiel has to say.
Chapter 5. And thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife, take thee a barber's razor, and cause it to pass upon thine head and upon thy beard. Then take thee balances to weigh and divide the hair. Thou shalt burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city when the days of the siege are fulfilled. And thou shalt take a third part and smite about it with a knife, and a third part thou shalt scatter in the wind. And I will draw out a sword after them. Thou shalt also take thereof a few in number, and bind them in thy skirts. Then take of them again, and cast them into the midst of the fire, and burn them in the fire. For thereof shall a fire come forth into all the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries that are round about her. And she hath changed my judgments into wickedness more than the nations, and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused my judgments and my statutes, they have not walked in. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because he multiplied more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgments, neither have done according to the judgments of the nations that are round about you, therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, am against thee, and will execute judgments in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. and I will do in thee that which I have not done, and whereunto I will not do any more the like, because of all thine abominations. Therefore, the fathers shall eat the sons in the midst of thee, and the sons shall eat their fathers. And I will execute judgments in thee, and the whole remnant of thee will I scatter into all the winds. Wherefore, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because thou hast defiled my sanctuary with all thy detestable things and with all thine abominations, therefore will I also diminish thee. Neither shall mine eyes spare, neither will I have any pity. A third part of thee shall die with the pestilence, and with the famine shall they be consumed in the midst of thee. And a third part shall fall by the sword round about thee. And I will scatter a third part into all the winds, and I will draw out a sword after them. Thus shall mine anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury to rest upon them, and I will be comforted. And they shall know that I, the Lord, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them. Moreover, I will make thee waste, and a reproach among the nations that are round about thee, in the sight of all that pass by. So it shall be a reproach and a taunt, an instruction and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee, when I shall execute judgments in thee in anger and in fury, and in furious rebukes. I, the Lord, have spoken it. When I shall send upon them the evil arrows of famine, which shall be for their destruction, and which I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread. So will I send upon you famine and evil beasts, and they shall bereave thee. And pestilence and blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, the Lord, have spoken it.
Wow. Wow. Wow, those are hard words to hear. Those are hard words to hear. They really, really are. I know there was a, and I think it was from John Calvin. Of course, I'm not a Calvinist, and I don't believe in Calvinism at all, but I think there was a quote by John Calvin that when God gets ready to judge a nation, he gives us wicked leaders. And so we're going to see that, even more wickedness than we saw before. And we as a church, we have to be strong, and we have to stand on God's word, and we have to pray for the Lord's divine protection, because eventually they're not going to allow certain speech. And I think probably there'll be many, many Christian voices that'll be censored. We're already seeing so much censorship going on with political speech, but eventually they'll say that Bible speech is political. So Ezekiel wouldn't have been a favorite. Ezekiel wouldn't be a favorite in today's news media, right? No. Let's hear another audio here. Let's see if I can play this.
Absolutely, yes.
Tell me, what is God
telling you? Oh,
well, I know he has something to say, and I can tell you that his presence is so powerful right now. There should not be fear in my people. For I say I am above all of the wicked, and I will have my way with them. For they have chosen iniquity over integrity. They will not steal my country. They will not crush my people. They will not rule, but they will fall upon each other. For I have sent great confusion, a spirit of confusion, and arguing and fighting shall fall upon them. And they will begin to fall upon each other because they have no foundation except evil. And I say before everyone, their words will be confused. They will be lost. And I will not let their agenda take place. For I say, this is my land and these are my people. And I have raised them up for such a time as this. My people have prayed. They have fasted. They have called on my name, and I will not turn a deaf ear unto them. But to the lost, to the wicked, to those who chose to cheat and steal and lie. They shall have every curse come upon them that they have spoken over my president, Donald J. Trump. I say he is the president. He won. And in 2021, you will see that he won. And I say I will replace the one who boldly dares to step upon the platform of my country and say it is his. For he has an evil, wicked agenda. I will not approve that agenda. I will not approve him. And no one should approve him. For I say he...
Oh, dear. I have news for her. I have news for her. The church is God's people. And it's the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has his own government. Of course, God gets involved in the governments of men. And he allowed the things that happened. He allowed these things to happen. Do you think that for one minute, if God didn't want these things to happen, they wouldn't have happened. But God allowed these things to happen. And I think it's a wake-up call, because these people, they're still crying and moaning about, you know, this is God's man. And you can't come against God's choice. Well, if it really was God's man, he would be in the position of power, and he would have taken a stand against one of the most diabolical evils of our day, is the murder of the innocents and the use of their body parts in medical science. There would have been a change. There would have been a change. I think it's very hard for anybody. And I've never talked to Donald Trump about it. That's another question I would like to ask him, is if, what is his relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? I would like to ask him, because I don't believe Paula White. I don't believe the false prophets and the false teachers, because I would believe somebody that asked him the question that had credibility, but I haven't heard that yet. So, because in my eyes, in my way of thinking, if anybody is really born again, then you would come against this diabolical evil that's been perpetrated on our land. So, let's hear from... this is an interesting one. We're going to hear from Pat Robertson, who he didn't waste time either. After he prophesied that Trump was going to be reelected, he didn't waste any time stabbing him in the back after and blaming him for the insurrection that happened at the Capitol. Well, here's Copeland, Sid Roth, and Pat Robertson.
First of all, I want to say without question, Trump is going to win the election. That doesn't mean you sit home and don't vote. That means you get out and do everything you can to work. But he's going to win. That's, I think, a given.
Because I am speaking from the future.
Yes, you are.
This moment.
Right this moment.
And I am going to proclaim that President Trump will be president of the United States.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Will it be an 8-year presidency?
Absolutely. Absolutely, we will.
You're sure about that?
Yeah, I'm sure about that.
The media said Joe Biden's president. Ha, 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 ha,
COVID-19.
Care if you ain't got but 2 nickels, give him the first one. You know what I do after I know what I know now? Give him both of them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Cass Copeland was blowing away the coronavirus, but he didn't do a very good job, did he? No, he didn't do a very good job. Here's Paula White ranting.
And strike
and strike and strike and strike and strike and strike and strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda ata ata rata te de baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rike eke banda ata rike tini ashata. For angels have even been dispatched from Africa right now. Africa right now. Africa right now. From Africa right now. They're coming here. They're coming here in the name of Jesus from South America. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here. They're coming here from Africa, from South America. Angelic forces, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement, angelic reinforcement. Vika hata anda ata ora batarata anda eke eke manda rasata. For I hear the sound of victory. 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 Strike and 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 strike.
Oh, dear. I don't know, Paul. I think you need a hearing aid. Oh, dear. And the funny part was her son, Bradley Knight, standing in the back of her. I don't know, like, he was holding a blanket. I don't know if that was his baby blanket or what. He's holding a blanket, and he's pacing back and forth, and then he's reading something. And then at one point he said that if Donald Trump isn't going to be the president, and he knew that he's supposed to be the president, he's going to be the president. He was going to retire from the ministry. He was never going to be in the ministry again. I wonder if he's going to follow through on what he said. He's never going to be in the ministry again if Donald Trump wasn't the president, because I have news for him. He's not the president. So, but Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. So have no fear.
Hello, Sid Roth here, and I'm with two of my favorite prophets, Kevin Zadi and Tracy Cook. And I have to tell you, I have been watching the news on everything going on in reference to the presidential election, and I almost feel, Kevin, that I can't watch it anymore because I don't believe that it's even news what's going on.
That's right, Sid. We gotta stay hooked up with the Spirit, walk in the Spirit. You know, we're in the flesh here, but you know what? Our vision is even sharper in the Spirit. We gotta live in what's coming and not just what's happening now. Sometimes we just gotta walk by faith and stay away from the fake news.
Okay. Question number one for both of you. I'll start with you, Kevin. Will President Trump, from what God is showing you, win his second term?
Yes, it is for sure, Sid, that God wants President Trump in. That's not the question. The question is the process going to eliminate the problems that are already existing in the accountability of the voting process itself? Because this is what's really being addressed here. It's kind of an exciting time because God's using this to expose the inaccuracies and the fact that people can do what they want in their state. This needs to be eliminated. These ability to have fake things happen, like we're seeing things that are fake. I'm not worried about it, Sid, at all. I know that the Lord has his way in the whirlwind, and so I'm kind of excited right now. This is historical.
I believe that Romans 8:28, all things are going to work together for good. That's what I believe. Tracy, is President Trump going to have a second term?
Well, it's the same thing, similar to Kevin, yes. 2 days ago, I just came, I was with Maldonado, and Trump was down there with Maldonado, and the Lord gave me a dream, and there was a spirit of confusion that would come on the day of the election. There would be a spirit of confusion, like a fake smoke cloud that would rise over the election. And the Lord said, this is just a time for my people to understand the power of prayer. I don't think we understand the authority that we possess now. And we got to get back to the place of realizing we carry authority speaking from the heaven or the ethereal, and we speak it into the now. Prophecy itself in the elementary stage is not what we're talking about. We're talking about the levels of the prophets stepping into the office of the shoes of the prophets and speaking the mind, the will, and the purpose of God. But then we have to have the listener's ear to follow in obedience unto it. But according to what God has shared with me, even with Kevin, I'm in agreement that what God has shown me, yes. But a lot of things has to play out. And the Lord spoke to me that this would be a time in the next 2 weeks. It's like 2 days ago, he showed me a dream in Miami that in 2 weeks we would know without a shadow of a doubt the victory has been won.
Well, that's the good part of it. But
I wouldn't give you 2 cents for these prophets. They better get they better go on the unemployment line, because not one of these people was right. Not one of them was right. And one way that you can spot a false prophet is how they handle their finances. Do they have integrity in their fundraising technique? And especially this guy, this Tracy Cook, I think his name is, he's a reprobate, this guy. And he's got every kind of con game going. He's got no credibility whatsoever. And then he hangs around that Maldonado. That's another one that's a con man. So President Trump was going to these churches, and he was associating with these people that were telling him what he wanted to hear. But was there one person that could stand up and tell this man the truth? Was there one person that had access to him that could tell him the real truth? I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. And I know there's people out there that speak the truth. Whether it ever gets to his ears is another thing. But 2 Kings 24:4 says, and also for the innocent blood that he shed, for he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, which the Lord would not pardon. So I don't care who it is, who the man is, who the woman is. If the person that claims, especially if they claim that they have some kind of a relationship with God, and they're being touted at once as one thing, but yet they continue to allow the practice of shedding innocent blood, then God's not going to pardon that person. God's not going to promote that person, and God's not going to stand with that person. No, there's just no way it's going to happen. So as much as we've all been distressed by the events of the last few months, and it is distressing, it's very, very distressing to see the sea change. I believe that God gave every opportunity to the politicians that were in their places of influence to be able to change things for the better in this country, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it. They did some things that were wonderful. And it was wonderful for the world at large. But then they did other things that were terrible in the sight of God. And so we would have to expect that God would judge the nation. And he is judging it. He is judging it. It's sad to see. None of us like it. None of us like being a witness to it. But we serve a righteous God, and God has his own ways of doing things, and we have to do things his way. No matter how much we like someone, no matter how charismatic they are. And of course, President Trump had tremendous charisma, and he was tremendously popular with many of the people in this country. And even people around the world. but there was too much compromise. There was definitely too much compromise, and that was his downfall. Because God's not going to play around with the things he tells us not to do. And so it doesn't matter what position of power you have. You can be king of the whole world. And if you're not serving God and you're not abiding by his ordinances and his laws, and God can't bless that. And so for many people, as sad as you are to see the end of the era and to see what's going on now, just be encouraged, because as long as we stay close to God and we obey God's laws and we don't compromise, we have to speak truth to people in power, no matter what it costs us. And there wasn't enough people around this man who were close to him to be able to counsel him and to be able to ask him the hard questions. So I'm asking the questions. Whether or not it'll ever get to his ear, who knows? I wish it would, because I would like the answers. Why didn't you stand up for the innocent children when it was in your power to do it and to do right in the sight of God? Because look, if God be for you, the Bible says, who can be against you? Nobody can be against you. I don't care what devil or what person the devil uses to come against you. If God be for you, who can be against you? So God was not for the people that were in power before. And this is what we're left with. But Jesus is Lord, and we can comfort ourselves in the fact that God is for us. He loves us. He sent his son to die for us. And we're going to be okay no matter what happens. We're going to have to go through some more trials and tribulations. There's no doubt about that. But we have to be ready for it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. We like our lives to be simple. And most of us do anyway. I like a simple life. But our lives are changed, and they may be changed forever, especially as we see the events of the world around us, and we see the chaos in the world. And they'll continue to be chaos. There's not as much as they're trying to promote this new regime that's there in power. It's not going to be all flowers and roses over there either for them. So even though for the most part, the news media wants to present it as these are the saviors of the country. Only Jesus is the savior. Only Jesus is the savior. And I like his government a lot more than I like any government. Yes, because his government is righteousness, peace, and joy. And I know that I can trust the Lord. Jesus has my vote today. So don't be discouraged, saints. We're going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We'll see what the Lord does. And I look forward to watching him in action. Even though it hurts sometimes, and we're very disappointed in the things that we see, no doubt we feel that way. We feel we go through those emotions of feeling crushed and, oh Lord, what are we going to do now and why is this happening? But we know the big picture. We know what awaits us. This earth is not our home. As much as we like to get cozy sometimes and we feel comfortable, then all of a sudden something happens to rock our boat. And none of us like that. We just like to have our routines, and we don't like things upsetting our routines. But yikes, our routines are being upset, whether we like it or not. But we know that we're here for a short time. Our life is but a vapor. So let's try to make an impact while we're here. And whatever we can do for the Lord. And everybody within the sound of my voice has something that they can do for God. God doesn't have any special people, that he has these special people, and only these special people can do anything for him. We all can do something. We all can witness. We all can use our mouth to witness to people. You don't have to have a platform on the radio or on television or even on the internet to be able to witness to people that you meet about the goodness of God and the fact that God is in control of the affairs of men and he's sovereign. So do what you can to help the body of Christ and to help the church, because we have a crisis in the church too. You see all these people, they say, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord told me, and the Lord didn't tell them anything. That's what they want to believe. But it wasn't God. It wasn't God. And when you look at the big picture, and you can ask, you can pray, and you can ask the Lord, what happened? The Lord will show you, just like he can show anybody exactly what happened and why it happened. And the Bible says, cursed is the man that puts his trust in man. So we can't put our trust in man to save us or to deliver us or to give us the lifestyle that we think we're going to have. We can expect our taxes to go up. You can see already the price of gasoline has gone up, I think, 20 or 30 cents here where I live. And of course, most of the, remember when we used to pay 25 cents for a gallon of gas? Remember that? Back in the 1950s. So why is it so expensive now? It's more expensive for trucking and things probably, but they tax it to death. So you can expect that there'll be hit all these hidden taxes in the price of gasoline, especially they're trying to get rid of fossil fuel. And that's going to be horrible in itself. So anyway, that's our program for today. Bless you all. Enjoy the games tomorrow. We'll see what happens in the... We can have some entertainment, amen, watching some football. Anyway, be blessed, saints. And don't forget the most important thing today is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Jesus said in the third chapter of John, now this is Jesus Christ talking. He said, you must be born again. First you're born of your mother, but then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. And being born again is very real. You get a brand new life when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and you repent of your sins and you ask him to come into your life and to be your Lord and your Savior. He comes into your life. He changes your life. It's miraculous. It's instantaneous. You change. And all of a sudden, the blinders come off your eyes and you're a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. And then he begins to change your mind about things. You renew your mind with the word of God, and you get a hunger for God's word and for God's ways. And only Jesus Christ can give you peace. There's no man of peace that's walking the earth that's going to bring peace to the world and solve all the world's problems. That's not going to happen. And don't let anyone mislead you and tell you otherwise. There's only one Savior, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank everybody that stopped by this chat room, Rick and Shannon today, and the other people that were in the chat room. Be encouraged. God bless you. We'll see you next week, okay? Bye-bye.